Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Igor Fontana Denardin. Je suis doctorant à l'EHIT à Toulouse. Je vais présenter mon travail de recherche. Je vais présenter en anglais, désolé, parce que je suis brésilien, donc c'est un peu difficile encore de faire des présentations en français. Mais je vais faire en anglais, mais n'hésite pas de faire des questions en français. Okay, just to start, I will present a brief introduction about our project. I am inside the Data02 project. So I will present this project and the problem statement, how we divided our problem in several parts. The model that I am working on, the experiments, some results, and a conclusion. So, Data02 project, it's a project to define an architecture to deal with a data center using only renewable energy without any connection with the grid. So we use solar panels and wind turbines to generate power and some storages like batteries and hydrogen to deal with the uncertainty about the renewable source. So we receive jobs from users, and we need to deal with them as soon as possible, but with some delays. So we have several models, several things to think about when we are talking about renewable source. Two main models, offline and online. The offline here, he creates a plan with the to define the engagement of the source, but also the state of charge of the batteries and the hydrogen for the next time window. We can say that the next time window is 3 days, and it will define for each 5 minutes, each hour, it depends. But here we will talk about 5 minutes. Each 5 minutes, which decision it will take, which source use, which batteries use, which servers turn on, and it creates two plans. An IT plan that it's, okay, this server will be turned on at this moment, at this speed, and also the power plan that means we predict to use this energy at this moment, we predict to use this battery at this moment, and this will create a state of charge, a time series of a state of charge of the batteries and the level of hydrogen also for the hydrogen. Online receives this plan, and of course the predictions are sometimes are good but not perfect, and sometimes they are very bad. So online it tries to react to these fluctuations in predictions and try to improve, or in the worst case, try to reduce the QoS to meet in the end the state of charge and the storage levels that we predicted. So my work, it's mainly in this part, in the online part. I will present some of the elements that are here. So our model. The first thing is we need to schedule the jobs. So we need to place the jobs on servers, but also we need to try to avoid to kill them, because we can place the jobs and we don't have energy to finish them, but we need to try to finish more jobs than without this online part. So to place the jobs, we are using right now a well-known algorithm named easy backfilling. Just a small example here, if we use FCFS, we will use a order of our scheduling queue. So we place job 1, 2, 3, and the 4 just after the job 3. And the easy backfilling tries to fill this small hole in our scheduling with small jobs. For sorting our queue, we are using a slowdown. So we are taking the slowdown. That means the waiting time plus the, here I put wall time, but in the sense it's the execution time, but we don't know the execution time before the execution of the job. So we use a prediction of this using the wall time. That is the worst case execution time given by the user. For avoid killing jobs, first we have two situations that we can kill a job. The first one is because the plan gives us an order to turn off a server. So this is the plan, but we are running jobs on this server. So we try to use a little more battery right now to avoid this. But we cannot just use, we need to compensate of it. So I will present in the next slide how we compensate this power. And also the second situation is when we reach the wall time. So we could put all servers in the lowest speed possible to use the less energy possible, to maintain the jobs running using the less energy possible to finish them. But this will create a very slow speed that will reach the wall time and we will not finish the jobs. So we need to balance between the speed of jobs. We cannot just run every job in the lowest speed. We need to give some fastest speed sometimes to finish them on time. So we try to balance this speed. The other model that we have, the online power commitment, it's the model that will compensate for the battery usage. So before I said that we need to use more battery to avoid the killing, so now we need to compensate of it. Also, this model consider three types, the other two types. We have the three type scheduling chains, but also we have fluctuations in power production because we have different than predicted renewable production, and also server idleness. What means server idleness? When I create a plan, I predict the worst case. So I predict that the servers are running all the time 100%. But this is not true in reality. Sometimes between schedules, we will have some time that the server will not run anything. So we have this fluctuation also in usage. And also we can have different energy consumption if this core is heated or not. We have different fluctuations in server usage. So this model aims to deal with this part also. So how we compensate it? We have a plan. For example, in step one, we use less energy. So we create four different, very simple approach to compensate. We compensate, for example, in the next possible moment. We compensate in the peak moment. That means, okay, I use less energy here. I will find the moment that you can receive, so that it's the negative peak here, to create a flat usage, to maintain more servers running more time. So we try to maintain the servers running longer. Load will find the difference between the power plan that the plan gives us and the power predicted by the workload. So the higher depth, we try to fill this difference with more power, and the last one. And the goal is, in the end, I will have the same or close level of hydrogen and storage to maintain the stability of our system, because in the next 3 days, we need to have still energy in our batteries and hydrogen. We cannot expand everything. So the experiments, we have several elements. I will explain each one. First, we have taken 9 different workloads for MetaCentrum, HPC workload. So each workload has 3 days. So this is the graph of this workload. But this graph is when I have all servers available. So it's not considering power constraints. For the data center, we simulate a heterogeneous data center with 400 machines using 8 different types with power, with DVFS that we experiment in the grid 5000. So we have these 8 machines in our platform, in our simulated platform. For renewable production, we collected data from Renewable Ninja, that it's a website that consolidates information from NASA, so we can find CSVs for any place in the world with given by NASA, so it's very simple to use. And we can get, for example, wind speed and temperature and the solar irradiation. And with these 3 metrics, we can create a power profile. We create 2 scenarios. One scenario that we take one profile. We use this profile to train, to plan our offline plan, but in reality, we receive the profile 2 that has less energy than the first profile. So here we receive in reality less energy than planned. In the second scenario, we receive more energy, so we can see the both results. And we simulate everything in BatSim. That is an environment that is a layer inside SimGrid that includes some energy frameworks to deal with data centers. We compared our 4 policies, peak, next, load, and last, with 3 baselines. First baseline is just apply offline to see, okay, our plan is good or not. You will see that. The power reactive, that it will define the server configuration according to the power that is coming from the renewable source. So if it's coming more power, I will put more servers to run. If I have more less power, I will put more servers to sleep. But this execution don't tries to use the batteries to avoid killing also, but just the batteries. Workload reactive don't take into account the renewable source. It's just when I receive a job, I will try to put this job to run as soon as possible. But to turn off the servers, it applies that dynamic power management technique that just delay, wait for some time to put the server to sleep. So the results, I don't know if it's clear to see, but for example, we have the 9 workloads. The first line of each one is the baseline, that is the offline, power reactive, workload reactive, and each policy load, last, next, and peak. We can see that both reactive, they use a lot of hydrogen. We have our policies is quite perfect in this power management for hydrogen. In battery, we can see also the 2 reactive are very bad on this management. But comparing the offline with the online, we have a small difference. Here, I forgot to explain, it's less energy. I have less energy than predicted. But of course, we use less energy than the reactive. We have an impact in our QoS. So in green, we have the total jobs finished. In yellow, the jobs that are postponed for the next time window. And in the red, we have the jobs that are killed during the 3 days time window. So we can see that usually the 4 policies, it's quite the same as the baseline. Sometimes it's very very better than the baseline. Sometimes it's a little worse, for example. But we have quite the same values in this approach, when we have less energy. So we cannot use more. We cannot finish more than the others. Of course, both reactive are very good because they don't care a lot about the power. In the case of more energy, we can see that hydrogen is quite the same. In the battery, we have very good policies. The policies are very good in final result, and the baseline receives more energy and has more energy in the battery. So the offline cannot use this energy that it has in his battery. So we can see that the final finish work is worse than the policy executions. So we can use this energy to improve them. To finish, we can see that just offline, usually we consider a lot offline and predictions, it's not enough. We need to deal with online, we need to react to online events. We propose a first model to do that. As future work, we try to apply reinforcement learning to learn the best policy each time, but it was not so good for some reasons. I will not detail too much here. But then we are working heuristic right now to use to put predictions inside easy backfilling and doing better decisions in scheduling time. Thank you.